used for metal challenge.
Yeah. The other issue is the men's bathroom down there. It had some major problems.
The sink?
Yeah, and so he's, you know, you'll notice as you went through the financial pieces there, he's got quite a few plumbing parts and things that he's had to order in order to get that fixed. He was able to get the women's restroom up and going for the Easter egg hunt, but the men's, he wasn't able to.
The men's sink always seems to have a problem. It's been like the guts have been replaced multiple times.
Now, is it our ordinance or our policy that we leave that restroom open during the summer? Or what do we do there?
I don't think there's an ordinance policy. I think we just need to manage it for the health and safety of Meadowtown. If it's getting abused and vandalized, we probably ought to shut it down.
Yeah.
There was a time that it was locked unless there was public things going on because it was getting pretty nasty.
Okay.
So, but there's
we don't have to keep, like, as far as we know, as ordinances, we don't have to keep it open. I don't know if I would.
Until you're a mom with a kid.
Yeah, but
it's so hard.
I know, but then.
I know.
What do you do?
I say if it's not a problem and Jordan's not having a problem, leave it open. I think that's what happened last year.
Okay.
And I don't. He never said anything to me about there.
There were no problems reported last year then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Very good. I just wanted to think, you know, that's a big job. You know, and he's doing a great job. So I would just say, anytime you see one of these town employees, thank them for the job that they're doing, because it's a lot of work, and the people that we have employed right now are doing, I think, a great job with their different departments. So let them know. I did have one other thing. Hopefully this is appropriate to bring it up now. I received a note through the, what is that, the collection box?
Yeah.
Over there, of an individual who's interested in purchasing some cemetery plots. So, Andy, I have that information here I can give you after. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. That's all I have.
Great. Fire department's not here. Planning and zoning? Anything, Andrew?
No, we discussed the short-term ordinance more. We addressed your comments that we received from the board. I think the next steps are to look at it again, plan a public hearing, and we will plan to take it or send it to the town attorney to make sure everything's legal before anything's finalized.
Okay.
So that's about where we're at.
So do you have a fresh copy, an updated copy for we could see?
That's something I can get for you.
Okay. Okay.
If you want to just pass it on to me, I can give it to all of them when you get it from Jess.
Yeah. So Jess with Six Counties has kind of been over updating it, so I'll ask him for an updated version.
And we don't need to wait till next council meeting, right? We can just pass that out.
Right. Yeah.
Take time to review it.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Thanks. Excuse me, I don't have any building permits to talk about. As far as administrative, next town meeting, we're scheduling that on Monday, May 20th, right? Is that the correct number?
Yeah.
Okay. So, next meeting will be May 20th. Full disclosure, I'm having some scheduling issues in June, I can tell already, so I'll come prepared with what June might look like, just with my schedule with work. Okay. Or maybe out of town that specific Tuesday. So, if we're planning something, I'm going to have a conflict in June. With my work. It seems like that was an early, it would be the 18th. And that's all I have. Any other business? that we need to go back and cover on.
Oh, I have a question. I should have. We have the cross connection flyers for the water that we talked about. You want them to go out this month. They're printed and ready to go. I just didn't know when you wanted them to go out.
Timing wise, is that pretty good?
Yeah, it really doesn't matter, man. I think in the spring is good because that's when people start working on their yards. So that'd be good.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Monica.
Yep.
Anything else?
Yeah, I would like to talk a little bit about this Airbnb situation thing, if we have a minute. I know that for some reason, I just feel like this is a big overreach. I really do.
To manage short-term rental?
Yeah, I think we're... And, you know, as far as I've looked at Airbnbs, I've looked at a lot of their stuff, like with their insurance, with their policies. As far as a person getting an Airbnb, like a regular business license through Meadow Town, and they adhere to the ordinances we already have, I don't know why we're making more ordinances for it. That's what I don't get. Like, I don't understand why we're doing that. Because all these ordinances that I can read in here just puts more blame on the town than what already is applied to Airbnb and stuff that they have to adhere to anyway.
So let's be clear, Airbnb is not the only umbrella,
it's not.
Right? Someone could do it
through
Gary and Aaron Bishop, have our own.
For sure. I get that, but as far as the ordinances, you still have to adhere to the ordinances that are in town. I'm just wondering, like, where this got brought up and how we got brought into it, and why. How did they get to the planning and zoning?
Because, well, let's talk about that.
Yeah. So who brought it to the planning and zoning?
I think we did.
Yeah, you asked us to look into see if we had this short-term rental in Meadow and. We did not, so we started looking around and seeing what other towns were doing.
Did you look at Fillmore's?
We do. In fact, I think I've got Fillmore's right here.
I've got Fillmore's too, and it's not near as extensive as ours is.
And so we, what happened is we looked at several of them. Andrew took over about that point, and six counties came in and said, this is what we have brought in, or what we have, that other towns are adopting. And so the zoning and planning took it, and Andrew can fill in the rest.
Oh, that's it. We received a good template and decided to discuss it, and we've made some modifications, but you're right, Channing, it is a lot more thorough than other places have. That's where we're at, and it still has plenty of opportunity for public input, especially the public hearing. And honestly, that's when we pass it to, that's when the town planning and zoning passes it to the town council, and
exactly.
You guys can just vote to turn it down, and it can just be done at that point. So that's where it stands right now.
I think honestly, Channing, one of the issues is we discovered we had one of these operations in town,
mm-hmm.
but didn't have a business license, didn't talk to the town, just did it.
Exactly. Okay.
And so as a response, we're like, well, hey, we need to get a handle on this.
Yeah.
And we need to have those, and I think that's where that discussion came up. Do we limit the number we have? Do we not limit the number? Do we limit where they are? Do we not limit where they are? And looked at other towns. How are they managing? And I don't think we're not a gateway community to a national park system.
No.
Right? Whether rampant. But we're trying to decide, is this something we need or not? And so Pine and Zoning, to their credit, jumped in the deep end and said, hey, this is these are some options. And I think that's where we're at right now. We're trying to figure out, is this something we want? How do we want that to look? And how do we implement it?
So there's people in Meadow that are asking these questions and want to have their input. Do they have their input at planning and zoning or this meeting?
Both. They can call you and say,
that's,
hey,
well,
these are my
that's
thoughts.
What I'm saying. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I'm just saying there hasn't been a lot of discussion in it from what people have said in this meeting.
No. We got really our first rough draft last month.
Yeah. I feel like this rough draft right here that we have is a big overreach. And I think it puts a lot more liability on the town when there doesn't need to be, just because of what Airbnb or those other, there's Airbnb, there's a whole bunch of them that already makes you adhere to. And I think it's putting more liability on the town than there already is. So if we enact these ordinances that are, some of them are in here, then essentially it's telling us that we have to enforce them. When if it's just insurance through Airbnb or whoever, that's already enacted through them. It just kind of puts the blame on them, not us.
So are you saying we're just going to let?
No. I think we should, we got to have something. We got to have, first, I believe that they have to have a business license. And if we have to.
Well, they absolutely should have a business
license. Yeah, they shouldn't have done it before then. I totally get that. As far as the fee goes, yeah, if the fee has to be a big fee, I'm all for it. So, but
like,
I
pay taxes to us?
I don't
for
know
their business?
I don't know how that works. So, that I'm not knowledgeable about.
So I think you brought up a good point. And perhaps planning and zoning took the direction we gave them. Hey,
mm-hmm.
Give us something.
Yeah.
And they landed here, and you're thinking here. We solicited for comments
mm-hmm.
last month, and I don't think all of us turned in individual comments.
No.
And
yeah,
this is a forum we can say that. And I think if we don't like exactly where planning and zoning drafted, right, and they had some six county help, we can provide some feedback to planning and zoning. Hey, we think this is overreach. We like these elements. We don't like these elements. And we can work together with planning and zoning to craft something that meets our needs. I mean, there's four of you that get to vote on that. And so what I'm hearing from you is we don't need nothing.
No,
but we don't need this much. We need maybe something.
I'm only looking for, and I am open to be criticized about this because I could probably be not even informed about it. As much as I've done the research for the past month, I've really looked into it. You know, just trying to figure out why. You know, like, because there's lots of towns that have these ordinances for these, and I get it, but it's just not as extensive as ours is. You know, and that's why I was kind of wondering. You know,
so I would encourage you to either take that draft and highlight the stuff you like,
I have,
or cross if you don't, or start from scratch. And I think that kind of input could help planning and zoning as they're getting in the weeds and trying to figure this out. And maybe we end up with a 2-page ordinance, right? Just use some kind of metric instead of an 8-page.
And so my next question was, since we have already one here, do they have a business license?
Absolutely not.
And would that needs to be priority number one before we even have to enact these ordinances? Or do we have to do the ordinance first before they obtain a business license?
No. But as far as I know, that company that exists now has never once approached Meadow Town and said, hey, I need to get a business license.
Mm-hmm.
And I think given the ordinance that's pending, I'm not sure we should issue one.
Okay.
Just with what's going on. I see what you're saying. A better idea.
Okay, but then do we do a cease and desist until that happens?
We could. And I don't know. We don't have an ordinance. We don't have a date that says on this date we're going to have an ordinance. Right? Maybe we have a straw proposal that says we don't need an ordinance. So we're still trying to figure that out. If we had another business come into town and start operating, and maybe there's others that are operating in their basement, doing whatever, providing some goods or services that we don't know about. But there are several businesses in town that have a business license and pay their taxes.
Can I say something?
Yeah, please.
So as far as cease and desist, I don't think we should issue one based on the fact that we don't have anything to reference to. We don't have that ordinance to say cease and desist, and this is why.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. As far as a business license, we can't really issue a business license if we don't have something to say you've got to be in compliance with this.
I get that too. Yeah.
Because we may vote to not even allow them at all,
mm-hmm.
and at that point, you know, we have something though. But until we have something,
we're kind of stuck.
We're kind of in this limbo.
So we're kind of behind the eight ball.
Yeah, I see.
Okay, this makes more sense.
But
we weren't behind the eight ball.
No,
until we had an unlicensed business that which is what happens.
Like there's
some, and that's what well, we're some, working
okay,
on.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
That's how I see it.
I agree.
So. You know, I don't know if we need to rush it through, but, you know, if we take another, 60, 90 days, whatever it takes to get this solidified, and so it's good for the town and good for us, and I don't see that being a problem to
it. Yeah, I mean, I'm the type of person, I mean, I'll tell you how it is. Like, I'm the type of person, I think there needs to be rules and ordinances, but as far as overreach goes, I'm not for it. I feel like if somebody has a property and they own that property, they should be able to do certain things within that property.
Certain things.
Like within reason and to be discussed. But as far as, you know, I mean, limiting it to only 7 people, so it's first come, first serve. So let's just say I ran and got a business license without having an Airbnb. I'm the first person to have it, even though I don't have one. You know, like I think that needs to be looked into. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have one, but in the future, in 10 years, if I wanted one, do I rush and go get a business license right now because there's only 7 left?
Just in case.
You know, I think...
But would Meadowtown issue a license?
Never know. Yeah.
But we need to be careful. Just because it's my property doesn't mean I can do whatever I want. Right? And that's why
yeah, have do you know what I have to use these dogs. I mean, yes, I did say it that way, but, you know, as far as... I don't know.
I think we need to be wise in our decision.
I honestly think we do. But, I mean, just think about it. That's kind of my opinions, and I don't know if you guys have any questions or whatever. And like I said, I don't know much about this, so before I make a decision, I'd like to be really informed. And I'll go to planning and zoning more. You know, if that's where it's going to be discussed, mostly. So, and that's my fault for not knowing, you know, the ins and outs of it, but... I don't know. But as far as a few people in Meadow that, you know, has had some problems with it or something, it's like, is it being pushed by Meadow people or is it being pushed by the council? Which it can be both. So I think a lot, but a public comment would be good for this situation. Like, we need more people to make their voices heard and stuff.
So there's a couple processes for that to happen.
Yeah.
If we're going to propose to adopt it, we will have a public hearing.
Yeah.
And throw it out there and let people see it and make comments.
Yeah.
Up until that point, it's draft, right? And we're having conversations and hopefully you're getting phone calls and all of us are getting phone calls where someone's knocking on your door saying, hey, I want to visit with you about this. What do you think, right? You probably get phone calls about, hey, I want power to change. I want more power, I want less power. I don't want the power to go out. Hey, the cemetery doesn't look good. The cemetery looks awesome. There's potholes, right? We're getting those, my water, I don't like the water color, right? We're going to get turbidity issues here in a month or two. People are going to be complaining about cloudy water. Well, that's going to happen, and we get that. This just happens to be a new topic.
It is, yeah.
And we're probably all going to get some phone calls or neighbors knocking on the door. So it's that informal piece that'll help kind of craft our rough draft. I know people have come to planning and zoning to visit and express their opinions. But then at some point, we'll have a decent draft that we can hold up and let the public see and then provide comments.
Yep.
Okay. Well, good topic. Thanks, Jamie. I think that's a worth
it. When is the time to do input?
Do we really have to go find all you guys and talk to you individually?
I think you just provided.
Well, that wasn't very much.
I just want to ask you one question. So there's no renting ordinance, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is there any short-term renting ordinance?
That's what we're working on.
So there is none on either side, correct?
Long-term or short-term.
So if I were to collect rent from somebody $100 every other day, or I collect rent $1,500 at the end of the month, what is the difference?
Well, it's defined as short-term rentals
but
less than 30
no
days.
But you have no definition of short-term.
Yes,
okay,
there is.
I'm going to cut you right off. We're not going to turn this into an argument.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just... So, nothing was done intentionally to slight the town.
We need a business license because long-term rental doesn't need a business license.
So, anyway, sorry.
That's why they didn't get a business license.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? Maybe. Does Airbnb collect taxes?
Yes.
A lot.
But where do they go to? Meadowtown is getting zero of that. So any other business that operates in Meadowtown brings back taxes.
But you get taxes from our house.
But you're paying Airbnb, so who are they giving those to? Shouldn't Meadow benefit from that? Totally just a thought.
Can I respond?
I'm going to wrap this up. I understand.
Any other topics or other business? I think that was a good conversation. Motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks for coming out, everybody.
No.
You.